Hello, I am Laurie Duncan. This is a Rude Group podcast. Tune in. So today's topic is auction houses. And many people buy from auction houses. Many amateurs, amateur property investors buy from auction houses. Unless you're buying from the auction houses before it goes to auction, if you see what I mean. And, you know, you need to be careful dealing with some auction houses, you know. The way the businesses are structured, the way they conduct the business. Every auction house is very different, I would say. Some good ones, some bad ones, and there's some dodgy ones. So you should definitely be aware of that. But, you know, everybody in the property world talks about sourcing, off-market sourcing, direct-to-vendor sourcing and all that. And, you know, really, do you think that auction houses are any different from that? Maybe you did. Until now. You know, who's buying all the deals that are sourced for the auction company? How do the auction company get their deals? Well, they're doing leafleting, they're doing Facebook adverts, they're doing Google pay-per-click, they're using SEO, they're doing all the marketing stuff. So they're marketing direct to vendor because they want the vendor to sell through the auction company, right? Whether that's direct to the owner of the auction company or maybe sold off market to another investor or put through the auction for another person to buy or alternatively stuck on the open market. And you know, that's just on Rightmove, like a normal estate agency. But that's how these auction guys are getting their deals. The auction house owners are usually large investors themselves. And then you've got to think, you know, is that really the best place to get your deals? Because if they're the ones that are sourcing the deal directly and the owner's going to buy it for themselves, then it'll maybe get punted to their pals, and then maybe you'll have a sniff of it if you're like a serious investor. You know, you might get a chance off market. Now don't get me wrong, we deal with a lot of auction houses, and as I said earlier, there's some good ones, there's some bad ones. The good ones, guys, we've got good relationships with, we do a lot of business with, they are supportive of us, and we are supportive of them. So there's definitely opportunity out there with the auction houses, but just be very, very aware of who you're getting into business with. Now, one of the things in the auction world, one of the many things you need to be aware of, is the articles of route, right? And this is the legally binding contract. When that hammer falls, if you're bidding in an auction environment, as soon as that hammer falls, you are legally bound to conclude on the acquisition in accordance with the articles of route. And you really need to make sure that you've seen them, analysed them, and depending on the complexity of them, run it by your solicitor before you make a commitment to buy. Because there's some places that will maybe not send you all the information before you bid, even although you might think that they have sent you the information, and you could end up getting stung. Perfect example we had in our own journey of this happening was on 14 Union Road. We asked for the legal pack, we got sent a home report, that was it. Agreed to buy, paid our 10%, which is about $5,000 plus an auction fee, about $3,000. So we were in it for about $8,000 to $10,000, right? And then the articles of route were sent through to our solicitor after we paid the deposit and the fees. And the articles of route said we had 9 days to close. 9 days, not 9 working days, 9 days from that date. So that particular opportunity for us, 14 Union Road, it was one of our 6-bed HMOs. We were using private investment cash from Spain. So how do you get all that done in 9 days? Well, I don't know. Looking back, I don't know. I think it was Mr. Alex Robertson that made that one happen. But we got it done. We got it over the line. It's been a great property for us actually since then. But the point is, we could have got stung for the best part of 10 grand and never had the property, you know, never owned it. We would have just went back into auction. They would have tried to screw somebody else over in the same way. So that's one of the many, many things that you need to be aware of in the auction world. Now, if you've been following Rood Group, Mr. Connor Tracy, he's an auction specialist, an off-market specialist, a deal analyst specialist. Any information that you need about auctions and all that, Connor Tracy is the man. He knows everything about all of that. Everything there is to know and more, because he's worked with a lot of the auction houses and stuff, and he really gets that whole kind of, that whole business model. But there's many other things that you really need to be aware of in the auction world. I'm just giving you one example right now, but as I say, it's not to say that there's not deals to be done with the auction houses. There's definitely opportunity there, but just be very wary about who you're getting into business with and on what terms are you dealing with them. Very, very important. So I don't mean to scare the shit out of you, but just open your eyes. Recognise that there is a whole other world out there, a whole other game being played by these auction houses, and you need to be careful about who you get into business with. Alright, hope you found that useful. If you have not subscribe, man, we've got loads more content coming to you. I think I'm recording one of these like three times a day every day of the week, right? So there's tons of content coming out on this channel. Me, Ek, and Connor are all doing our own videos and stuff, so there's going to be loads and loads of stuff getting loaded onto this channel, right? But anyway, if you liked it, let us know. If you didn't like it, let us know. We're interested in your feedback. But anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon. Cheers.